Welcome to the TonyBullard.com metal vocal tutorial. My name's Tony Bullard. I'm nobody special. I learned how to do this about 95, 96 when I was just starting high school. I originally recorded the metal vocal tutorial in the middle of 2003, and since then it has been downloaded over 5,000 times. So I've decided that if this thing's going to be official or something, I might as well make it prettier. So I'm re-recording it now in March of 2008. I'm going to add some stuff to it and cover some of the more commonly asked questions. And at the end, more of the health aspects as far as performing a lot and stuff like that. So enough of that. Let's get down to the technique. Okay, the basis of my method is what I call the angry sigh. You know, you've had a crappy day and somebody asks you to do something that you don't want to do and you're just like, ugh, this sucks, or, you know, whatever. So you take that, ugh, and you get a hold of it, control of it, and draw it out. You know, you got, ugh, and that in and of itself is not that great, but that's the basis of my technique. Anyways, so you take the, ugh, angry sigh sound, and making a more O shape with your mouth, you get a little bit more of a performance out of it rather than just sounding like you're unhappy. And you go, so that's something you're a little more accustomed to hearing. I find that when I make the O shape with my mouth, I push my lower jaw forward a little bit, and that helps me get the sort of lower, rounder sound. Like that. So that's the low death metal growl. One of the upsides of this technique is you can still enunciate and be understood if that's what you want. You know,
anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Or, you know, if you still want to, you can do cookie cutter grumble, blah blah blah, whatever. So you've got the low, and then you open up your mouth and just think wide and cougar like, and you get your high. So you go. So you've got your black metal up there, you know,
puddles of darkness and evil
and stuff like that. The high is a lot more difficult to grasp. It took me a while before I didn't sound like a moron. You know, it's just something that takes practice. Now that you know this technique, let's go over some breath exercises. A lot of people ask me about being able to scream longer and harder and stuff like that. That's just going to require that you strengthen up your lungs. Best thing for that is for you to be in good cardiovascular health. One exercise you can do, quick and easy one, is breathe in deep through your nose and breathe out, push hard against pursed lips. So you're like, the idea is you're putting resistance against your diaphragm, so your diaphragm has to push harder so you build up that muscle. For better breathing techniques, check out Melissa Cross's Zen of Screaming DVD. You can find it on Amazon. I'll put a link to it. A lot of people ask me about how to prepare their voice so they don't hurt it. The best thing you can do is have a good night's sleep and be well hydrated. It's just that. If you do hurt your throat, the best thing you can do is stop. The best way to get it back in good shape is to get a good night's sleep and drink a lot of water. Simple as that. All right, so now that we've gone over the technique and breathing exercises and your throat health, all I can say is don't expect to be awesome overnight. It takes time. It took me a while to get as low as I can. It took me a while to get as high as I can. The highs will probably come well after the lows. But overall, stick to it. Scream in your car. Scream into a pillow. It's pretty much up to how much work you want to put into it without pushing yourself too far. All right, so that is the 2008 edition of the TonyBullard.com metal vocal tutorial. I hope you guys learned something. If this helped you out, let me know. Throw something in the comments. Say thanks. If it really helped you out, buy one of my songs. Send me a little money. Most of all, this is a free MP3. Give it to all your friends. Give it to anybody who you want to. All I ask is give me credit. So you guys have a good night or day or whatever. And go have fun. Later.